was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, Bad Bob, don't do that to me in the morning. Just don't do that to me. Don't get that starter look in your face and start, you know, your head goes into a 360 like a bad showing of The Exorcist. What happened?
I thought I heard you clicking your fingers as you do when you're summoning me like your canine.
Yeah, I do that. Only because you got your nose in the computers, and what am I supposed to yell? I'm on the air. Right? The only choice I have is to throw something at you, and you got really angry when I did that. So what can I do? Tell me what I can do then.
I don't know, sir, but good morning.
Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning, so you've already lost a minute already. But you know what? We've gained it back because here's Trish Clark.
Good morning, North State. How are you?
Oh, you're feisty this morning. I can tell right now.
I am. Yeah. I have to admit, though, the look that Bob did
Don't you start checking for a gun or something? Yeah. You know, everybody's carrying around. Everybody's reaching for guns. I mean, come on, Bob. It's like, okay.
That was startling. It bit something at 5 minutes after 7 in the morning.
Yeah, startling. That's the word. This is... We got a bunch of people in here today, but Chief Rob Pelletti is going to be here today, and I guess it's really
timely.
You know what is that timely or what? Big front page that Redding and Shasta crime soars to the highest in the world in the United States. You know, and
yeah, top leading story all morning.
Oh my gosh! Okay, let me read the headline to you. Online crime report disputed. Police chief says data gives false impression that ranks Redding. The Redding first among cities where violent crime rates are soaring.
Yeah.
I don't understand this.
Well, it's in numbers. Numbers. You know, statistics can do anything, yeah. And it went up one or...
It went up one.
Yeah.
And some of them went down.
Yes. But when you take statistics and the amount of population
The homicides in Shasta County went from 3 to 6. That's probably why. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure Rob Pelletti will be here to tell us what's going on. Let's start out with, let's go to Chris Lasondek, our Wells Fargo advisor, and then from there we'll just get started in the show. Chris, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading sessions, and the markets are basically unchanged. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up a fraction at 13,245. The S&P 500 unchanged at 1,428, and the NASDAQ Composite also unchanged at 3,013. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 103 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up a penny at $10.62. Best Buy up $2.11 at $14.29. Sprint Nextel down 6 cents at $5.60. And Delta Airlines up 36 cents at $11.08. Of local interest, PG&E is unchanged at $40.75. Safeway down 3 cents at $17.64. And North Valley Bank down 20 cents at $14 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.73%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 51 cents a barrel at $86.26. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $17.40 an ounce at $16.94.15. While silver's down 96 cents an ounce at $32.48. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday from 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you want to talk to one of them, like Chris or Susan or Kathy or Josh, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or head on down to Park Marina Drive. That's where they're at. Okay, Trish, are we going to have a good day today?
I mean, we're going to have a great day.
What about this week?
Yeah, it's going to be 33 degrees right now.
Well, trust me, when I walked out the house today to take Elk Killer out, I had to hold her above the grass so she could go to the bathroom. She refused to put her feet there.
Yep. It's cold. I noticed that as I went out to get my paper before I came up here. It's cold. But it's 33 degrees right now.
How cold is it?
And it's, but it's going to be sunny, partly cloudy later in the afternoon, chance of rain as the evening goes on. And by weekend, we should have rain.
You know how cold it was? It was so cold that this morning I saw two beagle hounds jump-starting a rabbit just so they could chase it.
That's cold.
That's cold.
And the weather's brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
You know, I heard that joke in the Johnny Carson show probably 40 years ago. I thought it was funny. Obviously, nobody else does. I guess you all are not. Okay. You know what? Anselmo Vineyards. And tonight is?
Pizza night.
Pizza night. And you hear what he's going to do? Some thoughts that, you know, he's going to change out the look up there a little bit so that a little more, you know, a little more pizza oven-ish type stuff so they can have more pizzas out there. Something like that.
Okay.
On Thursdays because they sell out pizzas.
They do. And they if do. You want to go up on Thursday night, you should make a reservation because they only have so many. I'm going to be up there tonight. And
you're just a little pizza-holic there.
You know, I don't always eat the pizza. You know, there's other things on the menu.
They're getting ready to start a new menu up there.
And it's the ambiance of the place, the great wine. It's a great place to be and hang out and see your friends. And
if things get slow, you can go out there to the veranda and shoot off the veranda to the fields. Just kidding. All right. Hey, Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. We've got to take a quick break here. We got a lot of stuff heading up today. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. I'm glad Trish, every Thursday Trish is here because Linda's got that on the spot with Linda Bott. And we welcome you here.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Tom Woods, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us!
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
All right. Bad Bob, you're just having a great time today, aren't you?
This is a crazy place.
Batman. But does that mean you're Robin?
Whatever.
Are you Catwoman?
I'm Catwoman.
You're Catwoman.
Whoa. Okay,
yeah.
Catwoman.
Hey,
that's
Carl
cool.
Bott, Trish Clark, welcome back. 7:15 in the morning. And we got a lot of things to talk about. Like we said, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti is going to be here at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about this online crime report. You know what? It's against, you know, there's numbers and figures and statistics and damn lies or something like that.
Yeah, well, and you know, you can take statistics and do just about anything you want to with them. You can skew them to prove or disprove about anything depending upon the way you handle them.
Well, you know that, and, you know, we want to get into this at some point. The Herger's proposing a Medicare revamp.
I'm not sure you want to get into that.
You know,
come on.
I love
he's
Wally.
Been there
Let
for
me,
how many years, 20, and now he's going to start with a major piece of legislation.
Wally was there when they chiseled in on the Congress steps names.
About 1986.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, and he doesn't, so this is, as he's leaving, as the term winds down, he writes, Bill induces health reforms. He says we'll put Medicare on a solid foundation. And frankly, the ideas are not new. But he introduced them in here, like allowing, age goes from 65 to 67, means testing for recipients. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we should do that.
Oh, I've argued that from the very beginning. Yeah. There's absolutely no reason why someone automatically goes on Medicare at a certain age. People who have good insurance, have good finances, are perfectly. You should at least have the choice to have Medicare secondary as opposed to primary.
And it allows private plans to participate. You know, it's what it does. I mean, we're in trouble there. You know, it just do the same thing for Social Security. Let's take a look at the age. Let's take a look at means testing. I mean, why is somebody that's making $500,000 or $600,000 a year, why do they need that extra $1,000?
But you know, that's a whole other discussion, because when we talk about entitlements, why do we always just talk about Medicare and Social Security? Which Social Security, in the strictest sense of the word, is not an entitlement.
Right.
People
you pay
have been
into
paying
that.
In
that's
that
right.
forever, had the money been invested in a proper account over the many years, there'd be plenty of money to pay out to recipients of Social Security as it was first intended.
But it was
not SSI.
But
not
it's been
all
assaulted.
That other stuff.
It was assaulted.
It spent, gone the whole time.
That's
exactly.
Right. Gone. Well, you know.
When we talk about entitlements, why aren't we talking about welfare? Why aren't we talking about going back to welfare reform? Why aren't we talking about all of the things that we give out to illegal aliens and all of these? Those are entitlements.
If he wants,
why aren't we talking about free cell phones for homeless people and for everybody in the world who wants a cell phone? Why aren't we talking about those kind of entitlements?
Well, let's talk about bailouts. That's another entitlement that people get. That I didn't get an entitlement. I got no money from the government to start this.
How about us talking about people getting tax refunds who don't pay taxes?
How about getting tax refunds for children that don't even live in this country?
Well,
so
let's talk entitlements instead of talking about Social Security and Medicare.
Well, let's talk to our guest, Chris Street.
Hi, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
We got started here. Chris Street has been on the show, I guess, a couple of times now.
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, Chris.
Well, my background is I was an investment banker. I'm one of those guys that was on Wall Street that did the big deals. And I took my youth of leveraging up the world and doing buyouts and all kinds of deals, and actually decided to run companies as I got a little older. So I was president and chairman of two New York Stock Exchange companies. So I understand big business, and some of these issues you talk about, you know, sound like they don't make any sense. Well, if you're big corporations, they make a lot of sense, because big corporations need big government. The scam, folks, is not about the poor people. The scam is about big corporations that coin it. Because if you're a small business, Carl, you're never going to get a big government contract. You don't have the insurance capability. You don't have all the other tools and experience. That goes to your friends and neighbors, not your friends and neighbors, up there on the Hill, who get multi-billion dollar contracts. Can you imagine a customer bigger than the United States government? And that's our issue, is that I took my experience from being an investment banker and also running big companies to actually running for office. And I was the treasurer of Orange County, so not only do I know how big corporations and Wall Street works, but I know how government works from the inside out. Once you know the money, and trust me, they make it very difficult for you to know the money, but once you know the money, you've got the tools to really talk about the issues. And so I write now, and I'm also a radio show host down in the Sacramento area, and I was writing for Forbes and Barron's and big publications like that, but you've got to wait with the New York Times sometimes a week, 2 weeks, and they decide if they don't like your article, and then they don't publish it. So I started publishing my own. I do my own radio show now, and I really enjoy being involved in public policy where you can make a big impact, and that's what the Internet's all about, and that's what radio's all about. This is the most viral form of communication in the world.
Okay. That's an introduction for Chris Street. And we're going to take a break here and come back in a couple minutes. We're going to be talking about, have we gone over the cliff yet?
We're on the way.
Okay, well, we're going to be talking about that when we get back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, my buddy. We're here, and we're here with Chris Street. We'll be back in a minute.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 7:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why Shasta Gas Propane? How about 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties? How about senior discounts and veterans discounts? How about competitive prices, locally owned, family operated? And all employees are safety trained, and they care about keeping you warm during the winter. give Shasta Gas Propane a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a try. Trish.
Yes.
Our guest here is Chris Street, who's got background.
Cliff. Yeah.
Well, the cliff is sort of a, you know, kabuki dance, if you will. The game has already been, the cards have already been dealt. People know what the conclusion is, but they're just playing right now to give it a little cover and a show. The bottom line is that the Democrats have probably more to lose if it goes over the cliff, because remember, nobody likes the last recession or great recession, they call it. They're going to love this one, and this one's going to be really tough. People don't understand that this fiscal cliff they're talking about, this cutback in government spending, would be the largest in history of the United States in any one year. The last time this even was close is 69 to 71. They had a big cutback, which is about 2.1% of the economy. And this would be 2.7%. So if you want to watch a stone, you know, falling into a long well before you hear the plop, that's what you're going to hear this time around. And Barack Obama, if you know anything about the guy, he's a coward. I mean, he does not like to take risk. He likes you to take risk. So I don't see the I see the real game here is it's a combination of a battle between welfareism and warfareism. Now, the Republicans don't want to cut their crony capital friends in government contracts, and I have great military contacts, and I'm also very involved in what's called ALFIE, American Land Forces Institute, and I can tell you the military would like $200 billion of spending on crummy, you know, congressionally supportive spending programs to go away tomorrow. So this is just a game of kabuki. They're going to cut a small amount of money and make it sound like it's a really, really big deal. And whether we go past January 1 or not, the bottom line to all this is it's business as usual, but the fiscal cliff, we already went over that a while ago, because the amount of money the government is spending and the amount of money the government is borrowing is absolutely not sustainable. People don't understand. The Chinese have stopped buying our bonds, and the only people buying our bonds turn out to be the Federal Reserve. That's not sustainable.
Well, the Chinese are back spending a lot of this money back in this country. They're buying businesses out, and in fact, they're outbidding American businesses for businesses like that got the bailouts, hundreds of millions of dollars in the bailouts, and so it's still going broke. So they went up for sale. American company, Chinese company completely outbid them. They're buying up all these companies, and also, as we mentioned earlier, they're buying up mansions. They're buying up single-family dwellings. I mean, expensive single-family dwellings.
With all the rhetoric, and I mean, you certainly know what you're talking about. In simple language, what are they finally going to arrive at to make it look like Obama was right? Because that's where he's going.
Well, it doesn't matter whether he's looking right or not. The issue is that they need to do a deal. Obama cannot sit and hang out there and actually risk for his presidency, and his presidency is only one issue. He's a lame duck. But all these congressmen and senators, you go off the cliff after making all these promises, you'd solve it by taxing the rich here. The people are going to be really, really angry. Now, in California...
But Chris, how can they avoid that? What you said is we've already spent ourselves into delirium. The money is not there. It's not sustainable. Regardless of what kind of a deal they make now in the future to say everything's all right and we're going to do tax here and we're going to do tax relief there, I believe that Obama's aim is to destroy this country. Certainly this falls right into it.
Well, have you ever done the hokey pokey? You put your left hand in, you take your left, you know, you do all this stuff. The bottom line to Barack Obama is I'm a college professor. People don't know this. And one of the things I do for a day job is that I lecture Chinese expatriates. They found out I'm the only guy out there 2 years ago calling for China to have a gigantic crash or depression. And so the Chinese actually hired me to teach their executives when they come here to the States. And I can tell you, China has already gone off the cliff. Their competitiveness is failing, and actually manufacturing is coming back to the U.S. So these big stories you hear in the press, it's sort of like the echo after the lightning.
Okay, Chris is saying it's too late. We've already gone off the cliff. However, there is part of the economy is coming back as far as manufacturing. And Trish is saying, you know what? This is a plan just to destroy our economy anyway by Obama. you know, I believe what you're saying is right. Obama is not strong enough to make a lot of choices here. And that's a better way of putting it. We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early trading as investors keep their focus on Washington and the fiscal cliff negotiations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Meanwhile, shares of CVS Caremark are jumping. The company's projecting better than expected earnings for 2013 as it benefits from new pharmacy customers. The pharmacy chain is also hiking its quarterly dividend 38% to 22.5 cents a share and announced a $4 billion stock repurchase for next year. It also looks like your money isn't the only thing declining in the economy. A new study from the Census Bureau reveals population growth has slowed, with fewer immigrants coming to the U.S. and fewer babies being born. The country's population is now not expected to hit 400 million until 2051, 12 years later than originally projected. The Census Bureau is also revealing that by 2060, the old will outnumber the young for the first time in U.S. history. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
It's a holiday happening at the Fields Jewelers moving sale. That's right, Fields Jewelers is moving around the corner to the Shasta Center. So in celebration of our new location, we're sharing the joy and offering tremendous savings. Save anywhere from 25 to 75% off almost everything in the store. It's your perfect chance for that special gift for that person on your nice list. Fields Jewelers, Hilltop Drive by Sportsman's Warehouse. For now, 221-0230. So come experience the Fields Jewelers holiday moving sale. On now through Christmas, and it's off to our new location at the Shasta Center.
Put your skills to the test. Push all in against the pros in heated rounds of poker and play in the $10,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, January 5th at 10 a.m. Win your share of $10,000. Book your seat now. Your $120 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 buy-in will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. As a bonus, if you pay the optional rebuy before the start of the tournament, you'll receive an additional $2,000 in chips for a total of $17,000 in chips. All entrants will be hosted to food. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at winriver.com. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournament in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 5th at 10 a.m.
Prize pool based on 100 participants.
It's always better.
Always better.
On the river.
On the river.
On the river.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott. So Trish Clark is here.
Good morning.
It's 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's 33 degrees out there. Stop by Espresso Joe's. Get coffee. Get the hot tea. And, you know, they will fix it any way you want. Special coffees for this time of the year. And, of course, they meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for seniors. Our guest, Chris Street, who is so far in just in a few minutes, they were going off the cliff. Obama's a coward. What was some of the other things it was like? Oh, the Chinese are failing. And that's just been the good news so far. And then he and Trish rolled around the floor poking each other in the eye about something. So that was kind of cool. Okay, Chris, over the cliff, are both sides in collusion here? I mean, do the Republicans want to see it go off the cliff?
Well, no, I don't think anybody wants to see it go off the cliff. But as I said, we already went off the cliff. The spending already happened. The debt already happened. You're out of buyers, really, net buyers, to buy these bonds. What you're left with is the Federal Reserve monetizing this money.
Now, what's the answer?
Well, I'm going to get to the answer. The answer is America's going to win. You can't break this thing because the terms of trade have flopped. What took place in the people don't understand the history of the United States. The United States became dominant because we were the Saudi Arabia of the world until 1947. We had oil for sale at $5 a barrel from the turn of the century till 1947. And in 1947, the Middle East oil started coming online. And when it came on, they priced that Middle East oil between $2.70 and $3.60 all the way through 1972. And then in 1972, the morons in Congress passed the Environmental Protection Agency. And the moment they passed the Environmental Protection Agency, Middle East oil started going up in price. But during that 25-year period of cheap, cheap Middle East oil, the United States moved all of its refineries to the coast, moved all of its sort of collection or apparatus to the coast from the Midwest where our oil deposits are, and that's what changed the world. And you could see American manufacturer drop like a stone after 1972 because we became a high-price producer. We had, for manufacturing, we had high labor rates, we had very skilled labor, but you couldn't compete if we had standardized oil crisis. Now, what's coming in right now is that Middle East oil is expensive and it's dangerous. And oh, by the way, in 2005, the United States, about 35% of our oil came from the Persian Gulf and 65% was imported. Today, from North America, that number's down to our imported oil is less than 30% and it's only 10% from the Persian Gulf. We're going out of this business and we're leaving the Middle East and we have the cheapest energy prices in the world. That's going to drive manufacturing back.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Hey, morning. You know, my comment's a little dated. I apologize, but you know, when I drove the IASCO pilots from China, I got some insight into their culture from the things they talked about. And the one thing I really came away with is that they have a very limited window here where they can do much of anything because they don't, so many of them only have sons, and so many of these families are only allowed to have one child. You're looking at a whole baby boomer generation on steroids coming out of China that's not going to have any women to marry. They're just going to have a whole generation of old men with no families to support them. They're going to have a greater disaster than we ever dreamed of looking at our baby boomers.
Well, you know, Jay, I believe you're right on that one because, you know, everything I've read, too, shows is that, you know, there's not going to be families because there's not enough women right now. There's a huge shortage. But who takes care of people when they're older when you don't have the product of, you don't have children and other people coming up behind them? So
there's just going to be no way to support them unless it's their government. And the Chinese government's always been known for being kind and loving and really caring about their people, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's a kinder, gentler world over there. Okay. Hey, Jay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You bet. Chris, you want to follow up on that?
Well, my saying is, and this is what I tell the Chinese, you'll get old before you get rich. China will get old before they get rich. China's bubble of young people going through is like, you know, the bubble and the snake, and that's just moving through right now. And what people do not understand that cheap labor of, you know, teenagers working for nothing in factories is over. Now, the one-child policy saved them from starvation, the real game here is that China had to do something with this huge bubble of people. And, you know, the United States, Europe, and Japan actually facilitated this so they get away from communism. It was a great, you know, idea to get them out of communism. Now economics is going to work against them because in China, you're down to the cost of doing business in China is now expensive, but labor is only 8.5% of manufacturing cost, and energy is 13.5% of manufacturing cost. So they have natural gas rates, which are 400% higher than the United States, and oh, by the way, they're inefficient. These people have seen their top, and it's very, very dangerous going down.
Absolutely, you know, and I've read that too before.
But isn't the United States, in theory, heading in the same direction?
Absolutely not.
Okay, you know, let's get to that one after the break, because that's, and I also want to talk about, they're also right now, the feds are auctioning off thousands of acres of land for a possible oil development. You know, so they got different people bidding on it, but the oil developers are right in there doing it. So we'll be right back to talk about is the United States heading that way. Also, want to talk about what just happened to Michigan. What kind of impact is that going to have on our economy? We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Chris Street.
This is the thing I've never known before. It's called easy living. This is a place I've never seen before, and I've been.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Haven Humane Society offers these holiday tips to keep your animals safe. Holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias can be toxic if eaten. Holiday lights mean more electrical cords strung around your home, so be sure they're in good condition. Make sure your tree is properly secured to prevent pets from knocking it over. And remember, tinsel, yarn, and ribbon can be detrimental to pets. For more details, call 241-1653 and listen to Pet Talk with Haven Humane on Free Fire Radio, 8 to 9 on the fourth Thursday of each month here on AM 1460 KCNR.
As I watched the political advertisements this year, I was reminded of college and my political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than the promises to the voters. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. As I watch TV, I see many office holders misrepresent the facts on their failing policies by blaming previous administrations. They slander their opponents by telling half-truths, and the uninformed believe them. There are, of course, many good people in politics. Many ran for office for the first time. As citizens, it is our responsibility to become informed voters. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, beat my drum here. Carl Bott, Chris Clark. 7:44 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 33 degrees out there. Is your house warm enough? Need some help? Give Alliance Heating and Air a call. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They've been in business since 1992, and they do great work. Bob uses them. I've used them. They're just, you know, good people. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. If you're not warm enough, you maybe needs, you know, any type of heater, air conditioner, they'll work on it and they'll make it work. Homecomfort.org is their website. Their phone number is 530-221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Trish and I have been talking to Chris Street. And Chris is, nationally published author. Number of things he's done, a professor, a politician, businessman. And what he's saying is, hey, the United States is in the catbird seat. It may not seem like it right now, but it's true. Michigan, huge impact? No impact.
Oh, absolutely huge impact on Michigan. Now, Michigan is the heart and soul of the UAW, and this is a state that really isn't understood because Michigan's mostly rural, just like California. If you look down from a satellite, it looks 87% rural, and then there's these city things. Mm-hmm. But if you get to the cities, of course, the population's the other way. But in Michigan, the problem is they price themselves out of business. People do not understand that Detroit is probably going to get liquidated. That means they're going to cancel the charter and start over. Now, these cities are part of the narrative that Barack Obama believes in. Barack Obama believes that it is racist to allow people to move in the suburbs and out in the country because they take their tax base with them. And by, you know, Agenda 21 and these other issues forces people to come back to the cities. And as you notice, by pricing up these issues, they are smart. They know how to work their narrative because they know the market function and the price function. Remember I said that the Democrat Party and people like Barack Obama are the really big business? Did you notice how that works, that Jeffrey Immelt, you know, is the head of his employment task force? Only Jeffrey sent 26,000 jobs to China last year, his whole X-ray division. So just because I say it doesn't mean I believe it. And you all got to look up Rules of Radicals, get up every morning and read all 12 of them. It couldn't take you more than 25 seconds. And then listen to the news and understand that the narrative is structured. These people are smart at what they say. They're just stupid at what they do because they destroy themselves because their narrative, in the end, doesn't work. Why would people be so stupid in California as to allow you to tax them? Now, you just passed Prop 30.
No, wait. Here, take a breath.
Well,
he's right. Why are we so stupid as to let that happen?
But we did.
Not only did we
allow ourselves to be taxed, we voted.
You used the we word.
Somebody had to, we think, and then not only that, but they also voted to put in to keep that high speed railroad going, and the carbon tax and the green, and this green bill, everything. They just keep voting for it. How do you stop that?
Well, you don't stop it. You let them implode.
Oh, okay.
You're not
going to
stop
okay.
that.
As long as
but aren't
gonna
we
going to
go over with them? Those of us who didn't vote for those things.
No, look at people today. This is what's called a balance sheet recession, or whatever you want to call it. It means that people were way too leveraged because the federal government and their infinite wisdom, you know, here in America, you only had 5-year mortgages and the interest was not deductible until the Depression. Then after that, you had 20-year mortgages and the interest was deductible. And then I believe that Kennedy took it to 30 years and then Nixon made it anything you want to do with it. It was highly regulated. And when you talk about bailouts of the banks are a wholly owned subsidiary of the U.S. government. Come on, they make the rules, they provide the cash to the Fed, it's part of the game. But when you look at this situation, it's Americans are deleveraging fast, and the government is leveraging fast. The government's going to run out of cash and ability to finance, just like in California. You just passed a $6 billion tax increase, and in the first month, they missed collections by $1 billion. That annualizes to $12 billion. And they overspent the budget by $1 billion. People do not stick around to get taxed that are rich because they have alternatives. Maybe you don't because you're normal. They move. They either go to Nevada, Texas, Washington, or they go down to Mexico. And I wrote an article, and Carl was talking about it, where there's 1 million Americans living in Mexico nicely and avoiding all taxation. They're going to be there until the world changes, and they know it'll change.
Not December 21st, though, right?
Oh, yeah. The Mayan holiday. Now, you know that the calendar is 4 years off. People do know this, that Y2K was 1996. In 321, when the Catholic Church established, you know, what the Bible was and the whole life of Christ, they missed it by 4 years. So you've already had your Mayan deal.
So that already happened, and it was pretty much okay.
How you feel, Trish?
I feel fine.
I feel fine. Okay, we must have lived. We're going to take a break.
Thank you, Chris Street. Pope Gregory.
Chris Street is our guest.
That's right.
I can't even get into everything. You know, we're on the cat seat here in America. The Obama administration are liars and cowards.
But they're not going to hurt us at all.
They're not going to hurt us. We're getting, you know, if you want to really make money, just go to Mexico because they've got 3%. They've got 3% unemployment. Their business is flourishing, and you don't have to pay taxes. The only thing is, if they catch you, do they put you in jail? If you live down there without a visa?
No, it's most inconvenient to put you in jail. They want your cash.
Oh, they want no cash. Okay, we're going to be right back right after this break. Carl and Linda Bott. Trish Clark sitting in. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The Northern California Veterans Cemetery, located in Igo, will be hosting its fifth annual Wreaths Across America program at 12 noon on Saturday, December 15th. Volunteers have assembled 2,000 wreaths for placement on the grave sites. This year's program will also feature student participation from the West Cottonwood Junior High School. Citizens who have loved ones buried at the cemetery and others who would like to assist with the placement of wreaths are encouraged to attend. Thank you.
The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Hey, Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM at 7:55 in the morning. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott. So we have Trish Clark here with us. Trish.
Good morning, and we're just having a really great conversation here with Chris. And in this segment, he's going to tell us how we keep from slitting our wrists with all this great news that he's given us this morning.
Well, Trish, people got to understand that Mitt Romney won his election. He got every demographic group improved, but the Republican Party, it was like, you know, the sand was sinking under their feet. The Republican Party in 2008 was so humiliated after their just disaster with Obama, they changed. And they changed by bringing a guy named Mike Steele in. Mike Steele's a black former lieutenant governor from Maryland, and he came in and he out-community organized the Democrats, because Republicans and conservative values are dominant in the United States, but you got to go out and talk to them personally. He ran a 50-state strategy because he didn't have the big cash to do the big media game. And in 2010, the Republicans won the second largest victory in the history of the country. I think they got 62 new congressional seats, six senators.
Yeah, it was huge. They said it's much more than anything
only,
they expected.
Only bigger one was in 1938 when people had finally figured out FDR after his 36th reelection. And that's the only election that was bigger. FDR couldn't have won dog catcher if you didn't have World War II. They'd figured out his gig. But anyway, to reward Michael Steele for this fantastic victory, they fired him in January and brought in a little, you know, a midget named Rince Priebus. And they went right back to their big media game.
Midget being intellectual midget, I'm sure is what you meant.
Intellectual midget, exactly, exactly. Take a look at him. Okay. Take a look at him. Okay. Mr. Pasty Pace. Okay. But anyway, he came out and they went back to the big media. In Ohio alone, the Republicans ran 221,000 ads on TV, and they all got TiVo'd away. They had $0 effect. Karl Rove got $0 effect. When you run for president, you've got to run with a halo and win all over the United States. You've got to be the people's candidate, and Mitt Romney really was the people's candidate. Unfortunately, you can see the vote. Mitt Romney was ahead until you got to Colorado. That's where the advertising stopped. And from Colorado on, went out here, you lost that. If they would have advertised in California and run a 50-state strategy, you wouldn't have the disaster in the Assembly and the Senate. But let's let the Democrats run it. They're going to own it. Nobody's going to be confused now. They own it. Let them enjoy the ride and see how bad it is. The one thing about Democrats, they're about money. And when this thing starts to go down, they're going to open up the resource door. America's resource cupboard closed 45 years ago. We used to be the largest copper mine in the world. It got closed. You know, we had the largest oil resources in the world. Pretty much they got shut down. That's all going to change because Democrats are about big money, and when they run out of big money from borrowing and spending, then they'll go to resources. So I'm actually very confident that Barack Obama is going to be your hero, if you will, and open up the resources.
And he's going to actually go to oil and copper and all those things that he just hates terribly. That's going to be difficult for him to do.
No, he likes money and power much better than he likes.
What about coal?
Well, coal is tricky because coal you can export right now to China and everywhere else. It's not going to be competitive price-wise, and that's the problem. Natural gas in 2000 was $15 an MCF. In 2005, it was $5 an MCF. It's now down to $3, and the rest of the world is still up at those prices of $12 to $15 per 1,000 cubic feet. This is a radical difference in America. The difference about America, look at a satellite. You look down, it's got water everywhere. Nowhere else in the world has these kind of water resources and shale deposits.
All right. Well, you know what? There is you come in it starts off with we've gone off the cliff already. It's going to happen. But there's a lot of hope again that the United States is going to recover from this and is going to be strong, and we're going to be able to take domination back in the world, and the Democrats and who are people in power right now are going to end up owning a very bad time for the next year or two.
They're in total control, certainly in the state of California and back in Washington D.C.
I've got a saying: when dancing with a scorpion, safety is in holding the tail firmly. That's what I tell my Chinese. As I tell my Chinese students, it's a fortune cookie. But we are actually keyed up to do very, very well. And I thought the Republican Party will rehabilitate itself because they got humiliated because they had no game. And Americans are conservative people, and they want success, and you've got a whole cadre of young people that Ron Paul woke up and the Republican Party rejected. The Tea Party, they woke up, and the Republican Party rejected them after 2010. All that's coming back, and it's going to be grassroots.
Okay. Chris Street has been our guest, and you know, Chris has a number of columns. But how do people get a hold of you?
Well, Chris,
real quick.
go to www.edtalkradio.com or www.chrisstreetandcompany.com.
Okay, hey, when we come back from our break, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti will be here to talk about
Fox
statistics.
News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Should anybody pay more taxes next year, and if so, whom, and how much, and what about spending cuts? Questions still unanswered as the fiscal cliff stalemate persists. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
And the president is doing interviews about the fiscal cliff with TV anchors from across the country. Democrats like Senate Leader Harry Reid pointing to polls showing more Americans support higher taxes on higher earners.
Until the Republicans realize this, are willing to do what is right, we are going nowhere.
But Republicans note polls also show Americans prefer cutting spending. South Dakota Senator John Thune says even many Democrats will dislike these tax hikes.
You're talking about raising taxes on nearly a million small businesses who employ 25% of the American workforce.
And Republicans say the president's plans can't pass either house.
Now, Mike, we did more shopping online to start the holiday season in November, helping boost overall retail sales 0.3%, offsetting a buying decline at department and discount stores. Fewer Americans needed to file for unemployment last week. First-time claims fell to 343,000. That's the lowest in 2 months. On Wall Street, the Dow barely budging. It's down now 8 points. It's almost award time. The Golden Globe nominations are out. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah live in L.A.
The star of the Golden Globes could be Lincoln, getting the most nominations, including a nod for Best Film in the Drama category.
Argo, Django Unchained, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Zero Dark Thirty.
Les Miserables and Silver Linings Playbook also got several nominations. In the TV categories, last year's comedy winner Modern Family is nominated again.
Oh my God!
It's up against The Big Bang Theory, Episodes, Girls, and Smash. The award show is January 13th. Dave?
Sabrina, how's this for a birthday?
12-12-12-12-12.
That's the exact day and time Franklin Smith's baby girl was born in Ohio, among several across the country. He named her Forever. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Give a garden.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a garden. Give a, give a, give a, give a garden.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com, Garmin.com.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list, from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig. And serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club and get more cheer for less. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Three NATO troops wounded in Afghanistan after a suicide bomber on a motorcycle attacked the gate of the U.S. base in Kandahar. 11 Afghan civilians were killed. Russia is worried it could lose an ally, admitting the Syrian regime may be in trouble. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers live in our Middle East Bureau.
For the first time, Russia is saying that rebel fighters may just win this battle. The deputy foreign minister admitting that the Syrian regime is losing control of more and more territory. The head of NATO also joining in, saying the end is near for President Assad and it's just a matter of time. Anders Fogh Rasmussen also condemned the regime for using Scud missiles to attack rebels. Syria is denying they used them. In the latest blow to the government, a car bomb killed at least 16 in a Damascus suburb. Dave?
Emily, he was an illegal immigrant and a sex offender. and also an intern at the U.S. Senate.
18-year-old Luis Zavaleta of Peru was arrested last week by immigration and customs agents. The unpaid intern for New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. He's a registered sex offender, and here in America, illegally. An official speaking on the condition of anonymity reports the Homeland Security Department instructed federal agents not to arrest Zavaleta until after Election Day. Menendez won re-election, but he says his office had no idea of the intern's criminal history and denies the arrest was timed around the election. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Who would want Justin Bieber dead? Apparently an obsessed fan with a Bieber tattoo on his leg who's already in prison for murder in New Mexico. Dana Martin claims he recruited an ex-inmate who then enlisted a nephew to carry out a plot to castrate and kill the pop star at Madison Square Garden last month. Those two were arrested after Martin supposedly told authorities about his plot to kill Bieber. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, the home of Carlin and the Bot. I mean, we might as well live here. Time is 8:05 in the morning on the 13th of December. My guest host every Thursday, I mean, I shouldn't call it a guest host, my co-host on Thursdays is Trish Clark.
Good morning, North State.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We had a delightful discussion in that first hour, yeah. And now I'm looking so forward to visiting with our guests for this hour.
That's right, Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty. And you know what? He's a headlining kind of guy, and we've got him
he
here.
He is.
Today.
Top of the fold is, hey, front page.
You know, it's probably not exactly the headlines he would like to read, but you know, the good thing about it, you know, here's your alternative source of news right here.
And timing is everything. We're great. You got to address it right now.
That's
just
right.
As they're reading their morning paper.
There you
go. Good morning, Chief.
Okay,
good morning.
And we're going to start off with a shot at Wall Street with Chris Lasondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Chris, what's happening on the market?
Well, good morning, Carl. We're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are mixed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 16 points at 13,228. The S&P 500 down just about 2 points at 1426, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 1 point at 3015. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 171 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down $6.19 at $532.60, Google up $6.07 at $703.53, while Microsoft is down 12 cents at $27.35. Of local interest, Costco up 55 cents at $98.26, Tri-County's Bank up 9 cents at $16.34, and Harley-Davidson down 54 cents at $48.66. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.74%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.25. Oil's up 6 cents a barrel at $86.83. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $12.80 an ounce at $16.98.75, while silver's down 91 cents at $32.53 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning right here on KCNR. And if you'd like to talk to any of these experts, and I'm sure you will, because I tell you, with all the things that are going on and are going to be going on in this new year, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive. Hey, Trish, while we're here, before we get into our guest...
It's 33 degrees outside. It's not warming up.
Is that the coldest it's been, Bad Bob, around here for this, I mean, in the last, what, 6 months? 33? Seems like it.
We got into the 30s. But, yeah, it's still holding at 33. So,
wow.
Okay, it's going to be sunny, partly cloudy this afternoon, but a chance of rain tomorrow and into the weekend. But we're going to have some good, crisp weather throughout the week. And the weather is brought to you from Anselmo Vineyards.
474-5546 up at Anselmo. So let's talk about this weekend just a little bit. On Saturday, December 15th at high noon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery is Raise Across America. This is when they have ceremonies up there, and And they have wreaths for every one of the final resting places for our veterans. And you go on up there, they're going to have
great a great ceremony.
Yeah, it is a beautiful ceremony. Presentation of colors, national anthem, Pledge of Allegiance invocation, speakers, and reading things from the Cottonwood Junior High School about a time to remember, a time to honor, a time to teach. It's going to be a beautiful ceremony. We have been up there every year. I urge you to go on up there. Get there around 11:30 because it's going to start at noon, so you can get a spot. And bring your kids, bring your grandkids, bring your neighbors, because you get a chance to pick up a wreath and lay it on a hero's grave.
And that's the great part about it, because you can go up there and be involved, be a part of the whole
somebody's just not
presentation. It's very moving, and it really sets the tone for what Christmas and all of this is all about.
That's right. Remembering our fallen heroes. And it's not, you just won't hear a blah, 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 go home. No. It's going to be, this is a meaningful day up there. The other thing, Northern Gateway Course has Christmas grams. They still have them, December 14th and 15th. Let us deliver Christmas greetings to your loved ones. Give them a call at 246-SING, S-I-N-G. I'm sure that those are numbers next to SING. I just don't know what they are. But it's 246-SING, S-I-N-G. Okay. You're just looking at me strange.
Carl's a little weird this morning, actually.
A little weird? Carl's always a little weird. Okay, look here, December 8th. Oh, they're having a crafters, artisting crafters sale December 16th. That's Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. And this is great Christmas gifts from local people. And this is going to be located at 1410 Beltline, number 7 in Reading. Call 530-242-0309. And there's one last, hit that one. I've got one other one.
Okay, this weekend we have a fundraiser for the Youth Service Agency, December 16th at the Wind River Casino. And they're having a Zumba-thon. And that's $11. You go online, you're at the door, and register today. This is a fundraiser for the Youth Service Agency. And it is a nonprofit charity serving at youth risk in Shasta County. So it's going to be a fun time to get involved, all you Zumba people. This is a great way to get out there and do your Zumba and also make money for this at-risk youth organization.
Okay, well, the last thing is that here at KCNR, one of our listeners has talked about a family that's in need. And they are not on the system where they collect things from the government. I mean, they're not putting in for assistance. They're working on two jobs, entry level money, even though they have two teenagers, 15 and 17. Their businesses that they were in have closed down, but they're still trying to make it, and they need some help. And what we're doing here is they're not going through any of the
agencies.
But we, right here at KCNR and our listeners, we like to help. And we don't want money, but I tell you what could work is cards. Gift cards, to a grocery store, gas, food, things like that, Target, whatever they are.
Visa card?
Little things like that, and $10, $10 in that card or $15 or $20. And this will help them through this Christmas season, especially for their teenagers who are also working.
Well, exactly. And so this is just a great opportunity to help give somebody a help up.
That's right.
And not a handout.
You're not going to get anything from this except feeling good. And the way we're going to do this is just stop by the station here and just put it in an envelope and just drop it off here. But I don't want money and I don't want checks because that's not the point, but just gift cards. And like I said, a $20 gift card or a $10 gift card to Target or any of these places around here that has food or toys or something, that they can use for their Christmas.
Just help them out with their Christmas.
That's
and,
it.
And
that's it.
Get through the
turkey.
Hard times.
Get that turkey. That's right. Okay. Thanks. I got to take a break. We're running late, but we've got Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti here who he's in the headlines this morning. We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
The British are coming! The British are coming! That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a bridge cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theatre.
Bob and Julie, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. You'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
Brought to you by R&B Shopping and Sales, off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. One way or another. Yeah. 8:16 in the morning, December the 13th. My co-host, Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. You know what?
Good morning.
How fortuitous it was. I opened up the paper. The headline says, online crime report disputed. Police chief says data gives false impression. If you just looked at the data without looking at the numbers, you'd go, oh, my God.
Well, the problem that I have, and this is kind of that goes back to this, is the same news agency that did the report on, you know, crime against women. You know, they came out earlier and we, you know, delved into the statistics. The problem with crime statistics, and even the FBI website will tell you, do not use these statistics for a comparison because it takes greater analysis. What they're looking at is a percent increase. And, you know, violent crime in the city of Reading over the last 5 years has gone up. But when you say it's number one in the nation based on a percentage of increase, when you start very low, when you have an increase, that percentage is very high. So if you have, you know, one homicide, and now you have six, you have a 500 or something percent increase. Whereas that makes it seem like, you know, this is now Stockton or Sacramento or Fresno, and we're not there.
Or worse.
And, you know, if you look at our total crime statistics or violent crime statistics, I did a little math yesterday, and I'm not a math whiz, so, you know, you look at, we had 592 total violent crimes in 2011 in the city of Reading as a total. And you look at our population is roughly 90,000. That's about 6.5 crimes per 1,000 per year. Sacramento, Stockton, Fresno were above 14.
So we're less than, I mean, that article, the problem I had with that article, the raw data is a fact. I mean, our crime rate, our violent crime has doubled in the city in the last 5 years. But that article paints a picture that Reading is Stockton, and Reading is simply not someplace like Stockton. As a matter of fact, our violent crime rate is less than half of what a city like Sacramento or Stockton is. So the big problem that I had with that is that, you know, when you read those articles, it's not just what it does for the impression of the citizens and their safety here, but that's an e-commerce newsletter, and that detracts from businesses coming here that improve the quality of life in Reading. And I don't think that it paints an accurate picture of what things are like here. Yes, we have crime. Are we to the rank of some other cities in California? No, we're not. And that's kind of the point that I was trying to make in that article.
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, the question, you know what? The other thing, and I didn't read the whole article because, frankly, after the first few paragraphs, I realized what it was. It's a statistics crap.
The unfortunate part, however, is that most people don't get beyond the headline and the statistics and read the article. And you're absolutely right. Every time we get one of these world earth-shaking things, centerfold, top of the page, the whole deal, that's what people from around read. And get this impression that this is this crime-ridden, hot place, which is really bad for business in Shasta County.
It is. And I realized, you know, I mean, I was actually talking to some folks last night at Mercy's appreciation dinner about these statistics and this article that came out. And, you know, if you talk to somebody that's lived in Reading their whole life, they've seen a significant change. And I'm not going to sit back and say, well, we're not Stockton, so we're fine. No, we want to be the best that we can be, and we're going to work hard to make sure that we are continuing to move in a positive direction. We've seen a significant decrease in our property crime rate since the third floor of the jail opened, and we got some ramification. Our violent crime rate compared to last year is holding relatively steady. So we kind of fluctuate from a 2% decrease to a 3% increase, which is a difference of 10-15 crimes. So we're holding relatively steady. There's improvements that can be made, and we're going to work hard to make those. But that's why I want to do these town hall meetings, so that people can have a chance to come and talk directly with me, and I can answer those questions and you know, give them real life ideas of what things
are
actually
what the truth really is, and not this, not at the top page, not another thing to another one of those headlines that say a woman says cops shoot first. I mean, the woman was in the car. She's a felon, you know, and it clearly shows that that's not what happened. But that was at the top of the page. You didn't see at the top of the page the next day. Woman lies. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
I'm Tom Woods, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win.
Don't already have an North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' cans. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment. Not assignment. She's getting ready for On the Spot. Tree Clark is here.
Linda Butt tonight.
There you go.
Hey, great show.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers serving Shasta County's families and seniors since 2004. The caregivers providing assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. Every one of the people that work for Home Helpers are background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. Call Sharon Clark to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment to see if they can help you. And Sharon gives the straight scoop. 530-226-8350. 226-8350. Our guest is Rain Police Chief Rob Paletti, and I've got to read this to him. He got it at, you know, Assemblyman. This is from Angel on chat room. Introduced a bill for the Homeless Bill of Rights, a bill that asserts an individual's right to urinate, giving them the authority to sleep, urinate, and panhandle wherever they want. The measure, AB 5, would enshrine such homeless conduct into a list of rights. Comment?
I don't even know what to say to that. You know, one of the things that we've been...
I want to give a phone, too, so they can call each other and say, hey, let's all go over here and urinate on this corner.
One of the things that we've been trying to work with the community on is I really believe that there are... You have homeless people in this community that didn't choose that condition. Due to the economy or, you know, some unforeseen circumstance, suddenly, you know, they're homeless. They need help. They want help. They get help, and they don't remain homeless, you know, hopefully very long.
You're right.
Then we have a transient population that's chosen a lifestyle of drugs and alcohol. And, you know, we're enabling them when we give them, you know, tents, sleeping bags, bicycles. We hand them money out the window. I've been working a lot with Jessica Delaney from the Homeless Continuum of Care, and she's real focused on trying to solve homelessness, not enable its existence. And one of the things that we've been talking about is kind of doing a campaign. We've talked to the Crime Business Watch groups and a couple of other groups about trying to get a message out. If you want to help the homeless, then give to the programs, not the panhandlers. And if we can stop that and stop enabling and show, I guess the concept would be, you know, show a little tough love. You know, mm-hmm. Stop handing them stuff and force them to go get the services that are there to help them solve their condition of homelessness rather than enabling them to continue their lifestyle of drugs and alcohol.
Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Chief, you are doing a great job and your officers as well.
Thank you.
I'm out here on the streets, Chief, and I'm driving many of the people that you end up driving. You know, the summer, we had a lot of stuff. People trying to run, people trying to rip you off. I had some jokers trying to jump in front of my car for insurance fraud. And once the jail floor was opened up, almost instantly I saw a difference in attitude. They weren't as cocky. Things have clearly changed. I mean, clearly we still have problems because of the elements we have. I mean, I caught a guy rooting through my van just the other day trying to see if I had anything valuable. I guess he didn't want my deodorant. But you know, we still have issues, but you guys have done an excellent job dealing with what you've had with limited resources, and I'm out here in the streets seeing it. So I just wanted to give you your bravo over here, because you guys are doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're going to work continuing to try to find, you know, creative solutions to make things better. We've implemented a new shift schedule in the department that actually puts a couple of officers more per shift without any increase of cost to the city. That's worked very well. It's actually, we have a lot of mandatory training from the state that we have to do. And on the prior shift schedule, there was no embedded training day. So we've actually added officers per shift and saved about $50,000 a year in overtime that we had to pay to get that state mandated training done. So we're trying to look for creative solutions. Right now, a huge problem in this community is copper theft, especially, you know, these guys will break into somebody's air conditioning system and steal $150 worth of copper, but destroy a $6,000 air conditioner.
Yeah.
So we're looking at ordinances from other cities and things to put restrictions on the acceptance of copper with recyclers and making it a mandatory waiting period, say, for them if they turn in copper to be able to get their money so that, you know, that we can have a little bit more time to work through those issues with the recycle centers. We're trying to look for ways that we can do the best that we can to continue to fight the crime in our community.
Okay.
And frankly, Chief, there's some things that are just going to be out of your hands. I mean, I know a guy.
Okay, we got like 30 seconds.
I'll be very quick. I know a guy who literally was starving to death because he preferred to have his drugs and cigarettes than eat. And when you have people with attitudes like that, there's only so much law enforcement can do, but you guys are doing a great job, and I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Well, we're not going to stop trying.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jay. We got like about 30 seconds here. Chief, this is a question I want to ask when we come back. Should people feel unsafe in the city of Reading? And we want to talk about that when we come back. That's and should they feel this way? In your best opinion, Carl Bach, Trish Clark, Thursday. Linda's out tonight on the spot with Linda Bach. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama speaks to local reporters today who will no doubt have questions about his deficit reduction plan and its tax increase on higher income. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune.
I would like to think that there's still good faith on the part of the president and the administration to get a deal, but I'm becoming increasingly skeptical that that's true.
The president has said time and again, deadline or not, a deal has to have those tax hikes. The top House Democrat, Nancy Pelosi, says so, too.
You're not going to reduce the deficit by cutting your way to it.
The parties agreed last year on automatic tax hikes and spending cuts if there's no agreement by the end of 2012. Fewer Americans filing for unemployment benefits for a fourth straight week. Retail sales reported up 0.3% last month, and cheaper gas leads wholesale prices lower. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 32. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, I'm Chef Cal from Old School Restaurant in the Pine Street School, former Peel local location, and we understand that some of life's greatest moments are celebrated and memories created in restaurants. And as we move into the new year, we want Old School to be a place where friends and family continue to meet as we all look forward to what the new year has in store. So we've designed a very special menu of my favorites, along with exciting entertainment on New Year's Eve with Mr. Lou White and the band performing till 1 a.m. As we end 2012 and look forward to 2013, we'll be offering a very special four-course menu all weekend long, including luscious lobster bisque, followed by a gorgonzola stuffed pear salad, nestled in flaky puff pastry laced with a champagne vinaigrette. Entrees from beef Wellington style, salmon Oscar, or vegetarian butternut squash with asparagus and risotto. And finish off 2012 with a very special dessert as we present a celebration of chocolate. Get more details at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600. Old School Restaurant is open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Hope you have a very joyful and safe holiday season from Old School Restaurant. And don't forget our private banquet facilities for your holiday celebrations.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Great place to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Take a step back in time. Read those National Geographic and Car and Track and, you know, None of those questionable magazines. Just stuff guys like to read. Good place to bond with your friends. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Question came through here, and it's come through several times, about when they put obituaries in the paper and they, that crook's looking at them maybe. And then targeting the families, knowing there's going to be a service at this time.
We haven't seen a lot of that here that I'm aware of. Does it happen? Yeah, it does happen. So, you know, it kind of goes back to that crime prevention that we've been talking about for the last year and trying to get people to understand that, you know, do the things that you can not to make yourself an easy victim. You know, get alarm systems on your house. Make sure the alarm system has a bell so that it makes a lot of noise. Get to know your neighbors and look out for each other. And, you know, I say a lot when I go to community meetings, call the police. You know, I was even at a community meeting the other day, and one of the ladies asked, how many people in here have been a victim of a crime and not called the police? And a bunch of them raised their hand, and I got to tell, call the police. You know, I mean, as resources diminish, our ability to do resource management is even that much more important. And if I can't get a picture of where crimes are taking place and get a true picture of what our crime is, then it makes it more difficult for us to develop plans and actions to be able to deal with those. We're trying to be proactive as we can with the resources we have. The detectives a couple of weeks ago normally worked during the day. They shifted to night hours and worked Hilltop Drive. That resulted in 22 arrests that week by those four officers. You know, we're trying to shift as much as we can. We've seen a big increase or big improvement in our property crime rate since the third floor of the jail opened, or the floor of the jail opened, and we got some contract jail bed space. I think that, I've said it before, I think that Captain Bertain at the jail is doing a really good job of managing the bed space that's there. So, you know, if we book somebody for burglary today and they've got a guy that's been in for burglary for 2 weeks and has made a couple of court dates, he lets him go and holds the next one. So at least they're not just walking in one door and out the other. And it's starting, I think, to have a positive effect. Like Jay said, they're not as cocky as they were 6-7 months ago before that took place.
Rob, I want to go back to what you said about the resources and people calling. I think the attitude gets to be, well, I called and nobody responded. I wasn't able to get anybody to come out and take a report. What they have to understand is they're helping to build that database that you need, which as a decision maker, those statistics are what gets you more cops on the road. Because as you can come in and show that you have these issues that are not being addressed, That's part of what I need as a decision maker to make the decision in scarce resources that, you know what, we do need to come with some more money to address these issues.
Well, and
so
I,
they need to make the call, even if they're, even if it's a low level thing, they help, they need to be a part of the solution.
They do. And the frustrating part for the public, and we understand, is that with diminished resources, it takes us longer to get there. And I get it. You know, I believe me, I do. I mean, I'm real big on trying to, I'm trying to provide a customer service to this community. And, you know, you can file your police report online if you don't want to wait for the officers to get there. One of the confusions that we're having right now is that, you know, if you call in at 6 o'clock at night when you get home and it's now 9 o'clock at night, you know, and you've waited 3 hours, a lot of times the officers will call ahead to make sure that you're still up and you still want them to come that night or the next day. And they end up leaving messages. People don't call back and then they say you never came. So I get a lot of those complaints into the chief's office and we look at each one and pull the report and we see that there was a call back and then the person didn't get the, so there's some disconnect there that we need to be able to close that gap so that people know that we're coming. A lot of police departments in the state are just saying we're not going to that anymore. So for instance, I think it's Sacramento Police Department. They don't go to cold burglaries anymore. If the stuff's stolen, you file your report online, we're not coming. I don't want to get to that point. I want to be able to continue to provide the best service to the community we can with the resources that we have. So, yeah, people may have to wait based on what's going on that night and the demand on the department, but I'm not going to get to a point where we just say we're not doing it anymore. So I do want people to call the police when they have a problem.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a break a little bit early so we can come back, and we want to address this question. Should people feel unsafe here in Reading? We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Reading Police Chief Rob Fletty.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Our KCNR lineup is changing. The Roger Hedgecock Show is now heard weekday evenings 7 to 10 on KCNR. Roger holds their feet to the fire, and we've got him here at KCNR 1460. And Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m., listen to Professor Hugh Hewitt, lawyer, law professor, and broadcast journalist, the most influential conservative you've never heard of. Roger Hedgecock and Hugh Hewitt join the on-air family here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, it's Roger Hedgecock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. You know, we're kind of thinking of ourselves as your community news source here in the morning. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's out for on the spot with Linda Bott. We have Trish Clark and Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Neighbors making good deals for you. Used, new cars, trucks, SUVs, they have them all. They take great pride in the vehicles and the service they provide to keep them on the road. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue here in Reading. Reading Crown Motors. Okay, our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Do we feel less safe?
Well, I mean, if you look at general safety in the city, I still think we're doing really, really well. I mean, if you look at a large portion of our, you know, violent crime rate, our aggravated assault, a large portion of it's domestic violence, which is a problem in this community. We work closely with Shasta Family Justice Center and the Women's Refuge and other things to try to prevent that. But that's a difficult crime for us because the crime takes place in the home where there's constitutional protections to keep us out. General street crime, we have seen, you know, some of it. I'm not gonna say that everything's rosy. I do want people to feel safe, but I also want them to be vigilant in making sure that they're aware of their surroundings, that they're paying attention. You know, if you're walking down the street and you're typing on your cell phone and you're not paying attention to the world around you, you make yourself look like an easy victim. So, you know, be aware of your surroundings. Do smart things, make smart choices, and, you know, that'll do a lot to protect the safety. But I think we're still a very safe community.
Okay. One of the things we talked about are homes. Somebody made a comment out in the lobby about there was a rumor that, you know, they just put bad kids on buses and send them up here to Reading, which isn't true. However, we do have a number of homes up here. Are they a problem?
I just had a meeting the other day with the school board representative and probation to talk about the group homes. We have about 110 group home beds in Shasta County as a total. Some of those range in security level from kind of supervised foster care all the way up to those that get, you know, consistent mental illness counseling and other things. So we do get a lot of out-of-county group home placements here, and the state has some kind of formula where they have to house them certain and spread them out, and they have to be even, and I'm not going to pretend to really understand all of it. But probation, myself, and the school district are starting to meet to discuss the group home problems. We did have a problem with some of them at the beginning. The biggest problem that we have with the group homes with respect to the police department is the amount of calls that we have to answer at those group homes for the kids runaway. And the law requires that we respond, that we get them in the computer system within 3 hours. They're required to call us. So we're looking at some ways that we can save some of those calls for service and reduce the effect it has on our available resources.
How many crimes or how much crime is committed by these people that have been introduced into our community by people that want to make their $9,000 a month off them?
We've had some.
But is it a large?
It's a large
problem.
It's not astronomical. It is a problem. We usually work pretty well with probation, and you know, if it's a case like, you know, the two group home kids that did the carjacking of the two ladies, mm-hmm. I called those probation chiefs and personally and told them it's time to take your kid home when his case is done. So they're required, if the child comes here and commits a new crime, that they go back to the county where they came from. So we watch that very closely and work with probation on that. So it's a problem. It's something we're addressing. What I want to make sure is that, you know, if a kid comes here, say, from Alameda County, which is huge at placing kids in Shasta County, that's where most of the notifications come from. But we also send Shasta County kids to other counties, too. So, you know, it is kind of a trade. If they come here, they go to school, they behave themselves, and they, you know, change themselves, that's what we're looking for. If they come here and they commit new crimes, then we want them to go back where they came from.
Well, do we have anything to say about it? I mean, if somebody wants to put one of these houses across the street from you, from what I understand, you've got the homeowners in the neighborhood have nothing to say about that.
It's my understanding that probation and the city and the county have a say in new businesses starting group homes in Shasta County. If it's one of the existing businesses that opens a new home, we're much more restricted on what we can say about it. There are some of the group home companies, quite frankly, that are running very, very good homes and doing good things for the kids. There are others that aren't operating it or just doing it for the profit of it. And those are the ones we want to focus on. Most of the regulation that takes place for those group homes is done by the state of California. And we're going to have another meeting here shortly with all the players and to get those that state regulatory agency here so that we can discuss the group homes and get that oversight. Bob Blankenship went through the same thing, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
We did this real hard and fast. And at that time, there weren't any restrictions. People were starting up group homes all over this county, and it was a major issue here. Bob Blankenship, Jim Pope, the Board of Supervisors, City Councils, we addressed it. We got some good rules in that limit the new ones.
Right.
Some of them are there. They keep close watch on them. The rules that control them are a lot more stringent now. Gave the county and the city some teeth in the action. And yes, if you're in a neighborhood and anybody tries to start a new one, yes, you do have a voice and you need to get it started because there is a process. Well, can't do much about the ones that are there.
We had one start across the street from us last year, and we had nothing to say about it. They just rented it out. And as it turns out, this is one of those homes, and it's not kids. It's adults. But this is one of the ones that is well run.
Yeah.
It's never been a problem, and I can't, you know, there's no complaints from my side, but the ability for them just to set it up without letting us know, and then when you see it happening, there's something, you know, you've got to be able to, you should have something to say about somebody bringing a business into your, especially a lucrative business with kids that could be at risk and risking the neighborhood.
Most of the ones that we have here are relatively low level, but, you know, I still look at the notices that we get over who's coming here, and there are some of those kids that are coming here that concern me when I look at their background.
Sure. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. We've got the phone lines backed up. We'll get to you as soon as we get back from our messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Reading Police Chief Rob Plenty.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Well, I won't back down.
No, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. Hey, head on down there. It's Christmas. It's time to buy that Harley and everything that goes with it. Talk to Nathan, Ernie, or Jessica. Head on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. They've got it all, and it's Christmas. Get your loved one a Harley. Experience the ride and live the dream. All right, our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Paletti, Trish Clark, and myself. Let's go to the phones. Pete, you're on.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. A few years back, maybe it was 8 or 10 years ago, we sort of went through some questions about this here in the community. They had a meeting, I think it was down at the Elks Club, and they brought in some people from the state because I think we were at about 500 houses, these group home houses here in the county at the time, and they were trying to put a kind of a cap on it. So they had some representatives there from the state, and one of the questions that came up was if you had a group home right next to you, you're in your house, and they put one right next to you, and the tenants or clients or whatever, however you refer to these kids, they stole your car, damaged your property or something, you had no legal recourse. You couldn't sue the kids. You couldn't sue the group home because we were told that the kids were essentially considered a child or a ward of the state or the court system, pardon me, and you couldn't sue them. And I wonder if that is still the case, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Pete. Thanks for calling.
You know, Pete, the honest answer to that is I don't know. That's something a civil attorney would have to answer. We kind of deal with the criminal side of it. I really don't know the answer. I will try to find out and get that information to Carl so that he can put it out.
Yeah, we'll be glad to do that. And, you know, the chief knows anytime he wants to walk in, he can come in and we'll get him on here and talk about those kind of things. Okay, let's go to Jimmy on line two. Jimmy, you're live on KCNR.
Hi, Carl. I know we're running short on time, so
yeah.
I'll make it quick.
Sure.
You know, I heard the chief mention when they get calls, a lot of times they're domestic violences. And a lot of people I hear go, well, you know, it took the police so long to get here, you know, because they got burglarized or some petty crime in their house. Well, me and my wife listen to the scanner regularly, and you wouldn't believe the flood of 415 domestic violence calls that these police officers are dealing with every day. And a lot of times it's, you know, three or four at a time. And a lot of these domestic violent calls are to houses that have prior calls, and a lot of times these people are, you know, they're armed, they're on meth, and so that's that's the reason a lot of time it takes the police a while to get there. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and I'll listen to your comment off the air.
All right, Jimmy, thanks a lot. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
You know, one of the things that that I encourage people to do if they're interested in, you know, if you don't have a criminal background or anything of that nature, is we do have a ride-along program with the Redding Police Department. You can come in and put in an application, go on a ride-along. We'll schedule that for you. And if you want to go on a ride-along with a police officer and see what their nightly activity is like, it's very enlightening for a lot of people to see where the workload comes. And, you know, guys like Jimmy that are listening to the scanner and see, you know, what the typical calls that are going on. We have to prioritize calls based on, you know, crimes in progress, damage, you know, threat to life, that kind of thing first. And then, you know, it kind of trickles down to those ones that have already taken place that are done. And you know, there's nobody in danger at that moment. But the hard part is that, you know, I've been burglarized. I know what it feels like, and it was before I became a police officer, and then once after I became a police officer and they burglarized my car. Somebody comes in your home.
Very invasive.
That is the most invasive, thing that, you know, it puts them in fear. And you know, we want to be able to respond a lot faster and be able to provide that service. The resource versus our call load is up 10% this year. Our personnel staffing hasn't increased this year. So, you know, we're doing what we can with what we have, and, you know, it's tough for me to, you know.
Okay, no, we're just trying to figure out how we want to get everything else in here. If you haven't done a ride-along, do it. Yeah, I tell you what, it'll open your eyes up.
And then let's address what we were talking about, a positive note, the graffiti.
We have a one volunteer so far. We're going to bring in some others that has been trained to remove graffiti. And we are caught up on every complaint that's come into the graffiti hotline. And so if you see graffiti, please call the graffiti hotline and let us know. Lynn is doing a great job. He's volunteering a ton of hours removing graffiti around the city. So if you see it, please let us know. Come give us a call and we'll take care of it. The other point is right now we are in the full swing of Blue Santa. It's a charity event that the police department does every year, and we go out. The officers identify needy families. We collect gifts, and then a retired police officer dresses up in a Blue Santa suit, and we go out and deliver the gifts. We're going to do that next Friday. If you're interested in contributing something to Blue Santa to help these families, contact Bobby Berg at the police department in Property, and she will facilitate getting your donation.
I'm sure you have a press release or something, so we can talk about that and hit on that one, too.
Jeez. I will. We'll get that out to you today.
Okay. Look.
Covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah, hey, if we ride along, can we carry?
No.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
What if we don't?
They were going to think that one over.
What if we don't tell you when we
get
there?
If they find it?
No, Carl.
How about we jump out of the car when everybody's going, stop!
No, okay. Carl.
All right, just ask. Okay, I guess you need training and that kind of stuff.
It is a very enlightening evening for most people when they come along.
It really is. Okay, just remember, everybody, don't put packages in your car where they can be seen. Don't put the packages in your windows where they can be seen. Cut back on your shrubbery. Get everything done you can to make yourself harder target now. Good. Okay, tomorrow, Northern California State Militia, or the California State Militia, coming in tomorrow. There may be some people there to help you. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
It's clear the president's just not serious about cutting spending.
House Speaker John Boehner minutes ago saying that's why there isn't a fiscal cliff deal. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president is doing interviews with TV anchors from around the nation as he continues his campaign to raise taxes on higher-earning Americans. Meanwhile, House Speaker John Boehner says they've yet to hear detailed proposals from the president about cutting spending.
Here we are at the 11th hour, and the president still isn't serious about dealing with this issue right here.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi urges extension of the middle-class Bush tax cuts now.
Let's take step one as a big down payment, then we go to step two.
But House Speaker Boehner says without a broader agreement, all the tax cuts remain in jeopardy. Lisa?
Mike, meantime, the latest snapshots of the economy are a bit brighter overall. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
So far, fiscal cliff uncertainty is not showing up in the latest round of economic report cards. First time